I'm going to share with you a book entitled Dancing to the Music in the Spirit of the Word that I wrote in the winter of 2012-13 in Mora, New Mexico. And I have recently revised and edited the manuscript, hopefully to be published soon. And I will be reading with you some excerpts from the contents and the first four entries. Contents. Hear ye, readers and scribes, dancers and singers, and the rest of the tribe. It is my honor to introduce to you a cavalcade of players. Well numbered and aligned, teeming with mystery, myth, and adventure, totaling 89. One. The muse breaks the spell. Does poetry matter anymore? Asked the poet of the muse. Have words lost their meaning and now yearn to be reborn and live again, beckoning ingenious bards and musicians to sing them back to life? The muse, with a curious smile, replied, I am elusive and always changing. Residing in the mists and the miraculous void. Find silence and still your mind. I will be there to set the stage, inspire the players and musicians, and direct the show. Two, let the show begin. Once upon a time, at a turn in time, poet and muse meet. In the pre-dawn light of a new day, the muse breaks the silence, and the poet, in deep reverie, opens to the presence. Books of beautiful poetry sit upon the dusty shelf, where the poet passes a dozen times a day. They whisper, remember the moments we spent in timeless bliss, exploring the fragrance and mystery wafting on the morning breeze. The poet's mind is still, bringing the voice of wonder, asking questions once pondered and forgotten. What must be laid aside? To free unlimited imagination. And gazing at the clock, it is still early. No one will be awake for hours. The poet journeys with his provocative verse, and the muse weaves a spell, penetrating the barrier of existence. As my witness, tarry here with singular purpose and voracious wit to dance these songs and sing these incantations of love's bright joy and pristine vision. Three, the invitation. Spirited entities embrace the moment when the word is fresh. Fragrant, brimming with anticipation for a dip in time. Every poem longs to sing itself into existence, with hearts and minds joining in communion, offering one and all this invitation. The invitation. Fires burning, fragrance rising, mingling with love's omniscient source, focusing on each transmission along life's tenacious course. With gratitude, we welcome you, reader of this humble verse, bring poet and muse and lifting the mortal curse. Let the adventure begin, taking form through your mind, each truth a star of wonder, each life a spark in time. So it is with God's children, starseeds far and near, on earth to explore beauty, keeping the pathways clear. Acknowledging you and I and the spirit of the word, this invitation with love is given to embrace life's journey here. Spread your wings, lift off, and fly. Born. The Symphony of Love. Imagine that you are on earth in a body with unlimited potential for consciousness and desire for adventure. You are a sentient being with lucid awareness accessible to your magnificent mind. You are an alchemist, transforming substance into electrochemical transmitters for spirit. You slip between the veils to a new earth, and you are who you are in this place. A shimmering orb of liquid light, playing like a child in a mountain meadow, keeper of the grail and the seven seals, conducting the symphony of love. You stand on the earth, gazing at stars, nurturing a plan, wondering where to begin. Teeming with expectation, your pulse quickens, music builds, and soon you are dancing with no recollection of where you are going or where you have been. You play your role with perfection. Wear the cloak of musician and bard, telling the story of transmigration, soul's journey, and just reward. In truth, we are all related through the mischief of love and delight. When we come to earth, we are all balls of light. Join hands, if you can grasp such a thought, imagining what life would be like in a luminous body dressed in white. Ho, ho, you say. Now I've established love without fear, illuminated all meaningful things, opened to source, and learned how to sing. What now will be my occupation? How shall I dress with this new vibration? And how, oh how, do I learn to fly? Thank you.